Okay, so we're all hearing it, right? That constant hum of news about AI. It's just
Right, come on,
everywhere.
share.
Yeah, chatbots, job shifts, headlines.
Exactly. But how much are we really getting beyond, you know, the surface noise?
Good question. It's easy to get lost in it.
So today, we're going to take a real deep dive. We're looking at the future of work, of labor, all through the lens of AI. And we're not just looking at next year, we're stretching it from, say, 2025 all the way out to 2100.
It's a long view.
It is. And our mission here is simple: cut through the noise, pull out the most important bits from some really comprehensive analyses and projections, give you, the listener, a kind of shortcut to being genuinely well-informed about what might be coming down the track.
That's right. And look, these aren't just wild guesses. The sources we're drawing on, they really dig into quantitative models, historical patterns,
Right.
to project how AI isn't just going to change a few jobs here and there. It's about fundamentally rewiring society, economics, even, what it means to be a human in the workforce. So it's less what might happen and more what the data suggests is probably already happening or is very likely.
Pretty much, yeah. What's already in motion or has a high probability based on the trends?
And what I find fascinating is how these sources tackle it. They use concepts like spectral theory, which, I mean, basically helps map out complex systems, right? Predict how they'll evolve, see the patterns in the
In
chaos.
a nutshell, yes. It's about identifying underlying structures and their potential shifts.
And also prime phase transitions, which describe these really abrupt shifts. It feels like a more structured way to look at something that honestly can feel pretty overwhelming.
It provides a framework, definitely, instead of just generalized anxiety.
Okay, so let's dive in. The immediate horizon, what some sources call intelligent integration or maybe initial disruption. What are we seeing, right now or the next few years?
Okay, so one key analysis, the AI Labor 2025-2031, it suggests enterprise AI adoption is really going to jump. We're talking maybe 30-50% in the next couple of years, 2025, 2027.
That's already quite high.
It is, but then it accelerates up to 50-70% by 2027-2030. And that's the point, the analysis argues, where significant labor market restructuring really kicks off.
Restructuring, so jobs changing. Or jobs disappearing.
Both, potentially. The report estimates that maybe 25-40% of current job roles will be significantly modified.
Wow. Okay, 25 to 40% modified. That could mean anything from using new tools to a completely different job description.
Exactly. And the initial focus, this first wave of, let's call it displacement in routine cognitive tasks, it's hitting sectors like customer service, data processing, admin support.
The usual suspects, maybe.
To some extent, yes.
Okay.
Also, basic analytical roles, routine tech tasks, places where AI offers really clear, immediate efficiency gains, so the jobs change, or maybe, yeah, they don't exist in the same way.
The first wave sounds big enough, but then there's this other angle from The Coming Storm, Paper the Speed. That's what seems really different this time.
Oh, absolutely. The speed is crucial. That paper points to AI's software scalability. Think about it. One AI model can serve millions instantly, almost zero marginal
Right,
cost.
unlike building a new factory or hiring thousands of people for, say, physical automation.
Precisely. It's just fundamentally different. Plus, you've got this competitive pressure, the sort of arms race dynamic. Companies feel they have to adopt or they'll get left behind.
And that drives the speed even more.
Exactly. And the velocity is, well, it's kind of mind-blowing. That paper uses the ChatGPT example, 100 million users in 2 months.
2 months. Compared to what?
Well, the telephone took 75 months to reach that. Even the iPhone took 7 months.
Okay, that puts it in perspective. That is incredibly fast.
It really is. And that speed suggests the labor market effects will hit much faster than previous tech shifts. The Coming Storm actually projects noticeable social effects, think unemployment, wage impacts within 5 to 7 years. So 2029 to 2031, roughly.
Much quicker than historical disruptions.
Yeah.
That's concerning.
It requires a faster response, certainly.
So are we seeing the first signs, sort of early warning indicators of this coming storm already?
The sources suggest yes, definitely. We can already point to specific signals in the labor market.
Like what?
Well, for instance, job postings for entry-level knowledge work. Down 23% year over year in tech. That's significant.
23%. Wow.
And white collar workers are taking longer to find jobs. The average search is now 5.2 months, up from about 3.1 months not long ago.
So harder to get in, takes longer if you're out. What about pay?
Yeah, that's another flag. Productivity's up maybe 3.2%, but wage growth is lagging behind at only 1.1% annually. that gap is widening.
And beyond the numbers, any social signals?
There are. Things like rising anxiety among knowledge workers. One survey found 72% report concerns about AI impacting their jobs. And we're seeing dips in college enrollment in fields seen as vulnerable liberal arts, down about 15%.
Okay, so the immediate future looks disruptive, to say the least. What happens as we push further out into the 2030s, the 2040s? The sources talk about structural reconfiguration, comprehensive transformation. Sounds even bigger.
It is. If we look at the AI labor 2030-2050 analysis, it uses this framework called deterministic spectral theory, DST.
Which is basically a way to model big system changes with some confidence.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And using that, it projects escalating job displacement rates. So maybe 15-25% in the early 2030s.
Okay.
It's accelerating pretty fast.
To 35-50% by 2035-2040?
Half. Up to half of jobs displaced by 2040.
Potentially. And it keeps going, reaching maybe 55-70% by 2040-2045. And then by 2050, the high end of the projection is 70-85% displacement.
85%. That's almost unimaginable. It's not just job loss then, is it? It has to be a fundamental shift in what humans even do.
Exactly. The projections suggest AI becomes the primary problem-solving mechanism.
Yeah.
Human roles shift almost entirely to the strategic, the creative.
So we start with maybe hybrid human-AI teams becoming normal. Right. That's the transition. AI takes on more cognitive load. Then it evolves into what the sources are calling collaborative intelligence, like an indispensable thinking partner.
And this ties into that idea from The Coming Storm about the hollowing out of the middle, mm-hmm. right? Not just entry-level stuff anymore.
Absolutely. It specifically mentions jobs in that, say, $40,000 to $100,000 range. Junior lawyers, accountants, analysts, designers.
Roles that used to be solid career paths.
Exactly. Yeah. The traditional stepping stones.
So if the roles change that drastically, the skills needed must change too. Massively.
They have to. That AI labor 2030-2050 source actually has a skill valuation metric. It tries to rank skills by future value.
Okay, what's at the top? What should people be focusing on?
Things like emotional intelligence, complex problem solving, creativity real, human creativity, ethical decision making, cross-cultural communication, and crucially, advanced AI collaboration skills, knowing how to work with the AI effectively.
Makes sense. And at the bottom, what becomes less valuable?
Well, the routine cognitive stuff, obviously. Basic data processing, repetitive manual labor, simple customer service interactions, standard admin functions. Basically, anything predictable and repetitive.
So the message is continuous learning, continuous reskilling. Not just a buzzword, but like essential for survival.
Pretty much, yeah. Adaptability and reskilling become your primary career management tools, not optional extras.
Okay, let's broaden that again. Beyond individual jobs and skills.
Yeah.
What does this do to the economy, to society, in this midterm period? Sounds like it could really shake things up.
Oh, fundamentally. The Coming Storm paper dives into this with its distributional analysis. Capital versus labor. Meaning, as AI reduces the need for human labor, the marginal product of labor goes down. But the returns to capital, to owning the AI systems, go way up.
So inequality could get much, much worse, even worse than with past tech revolutions.
That's the projection, yeah. It talks about potential winner-take-all dynamics leading to huge market concentration, more monopolies, essentially.
Could we put numbers on that?
The paper gives an example. If AI adds, say, $5 trillion to the U.S. GDP by 2035, based on historical patterns, the top 10% might capture around $3.5 trillion of that.
Wow.
While the bottom 50%, they might only see about half a trillion, $0.5 trillion, which the paper argues is nowhere near enough to offset the job displacement risk for that group.
Okay, so you've got potentially massive wealth generation, but it's concentrating at the top while displacement hits the bottom and middle. Mm-hmm. That sounds unstable. What happens if unemployment or underemployment hits those projected numbers, like 15-20%, maybe even 30% for young people by the late 2020s?
Yeah, that's where the sources start talking about a potential crisis emergence phase around 2028-2030.
The crisis.
Followed by a forced response phase, maybe 2030-2033. This is where things like universal basic income, UBI, or taxes on automation stop being just academic debates.
They become necessary.
They become potentially critical for just maintaining social stability. The risk of widespread social unrest is flagged as very real otherwise.
Okay, wow. Let's push even further out now. That longest-term source, AI labor 2025-2100, it talks about autonomous systems dominance and post-human labor configurations. I mean, what does that even look like? It sounds like pure sci-fi.
It does stretch the imagination for sure. This is where the projections become really profound. By what the analysis terms the P7 phase, think of these phases like major evolutionary stages, which is roughly 2045 to 2060.
Cool.
The projection is for AI to penetrate 85 to 95% of the workforce.
95%.
And then later in the P11 phase, so 2060 to 2100, AI could represent potentially 99% of economic productivity.
99%. So autonomous systems dominance means AI just runs the economy.
Pretty much. It's not just assisting. It's the primary driver of almost all economic output.
And post-human labor configurations.
Yeah.
Does that mean humans just don't work in the traditional sense?
Essentially, yes. A future where humans aren't the main or even a significant source of labor for producing economic value.
So.
What?
What do we do? If AI is handling 99% of productivity, what's the human role?
The projection is that human roles become almost purely creative or strategic, focusing on innovation, setting direction, ethical oversight, maybe entirely new forms of value we can't even conceive of now.
Huh.
The sources even float some really out there ideas like a potential multi-species intelligence workforce.
Whoa.
Or even genetic AI hybrid workforce potential. Integrated human AI beings, almost.
Okay, that is sci-fi. But back to the economics. If work isn't the main thing, how do people live?
Well, that's where UBI becomes not just a crisis response, but potentially the mainstream model, leading to what the sources call post-employment economic models.
So your income isn't tied to a job.
Right. And in that world, maybe pure human creativity, abstract thought becomes the primary economic value humans offer.
And education. How does that change in such a future? The source mentioned some wild ideas there, too.
It did. Very futuristic stuff, like potential genetic cognitive enhancement, using tech or biology to boost our own abilities.
Augmentation.
Yeah. And even direct neural skill uploading. Imagine just downloading knowledge or a skill directly into your brain.
Skipping the years of learning.
Exactly. It's a completely different paradigm for learning, reflecting a world where maybe traditional methods are just too slow.
Okay. This is a lot to process.
Mm-hmm.
From the immediate shifts to this really far out future.
Yeah.
But it feels important for people, for you listening, to grasp the scale of what these analyses are suggesting. So bringing it back to, now, what does this all mean for you, for society? What should we be doing?
Well, the sources are pretty clear on recommendations. At the individual level, it really hammers home that need for continuous skill diversification. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Developing AI literacy is also key, understanding how these systems work. And just embracing adaptability as primary career strategy. You've got to be ready to pivot.
Right. Be flexible. What about companies?
Organizations? For them, it's about proactive workforce reskilling. Don't wait until the jobs disappear. Start retraining now. And consciously designing those human-AI collaborative models, figure out how humans and AI can work together productively before it's forced upon you.
And for society, governments.
Big picture stuff. Seriously considering universal basic income. Investing in massive public reskilling infrastructure will need ways to help huge numbers of people adapt. And developing clear ethical AI workforce transition guidelines, setting the rules of the road.
It's interesting, too, how the Coming Storm paper talks about that proactive versus reactive policy debate. It says history suggests governments tend to react.
Yeah, they often do. Maybe extend unemployment benefits, try some retraining programs that might not really match the new needs.
But the paper argues that this time, proactive policies are actually necessary to avoid a major social crisis.
Exactly. It frames it as essential, and it lists key proactive policies.
Like UBI.
Right. UBI. Seen as distributing the AI wealth gains. Also things like automation taxes, taxing the AI systems to fund the transition, public AI infrastructure to avoid monopolies and democratize access.
So everyone benefits, not just a few big players.
That's the idea. Also, ownership redistribution, think worker cooperatives, or ways for workers to have equity stakes in AI-driven firms, and even working time reductions, spreading the remaining human work more thinly.
It's also worth remembering that point about uncertainty, isn't it? One source mentioned an uncertainty principle application.
Yes. The idea that the more precisely you try to predict the level of job displacement, the less precisely you can predict the timing.
So the trends are clear, the destination seems likely, but the exact arrival time is fuzzy.
Exactly. It reminds us that while the overall direction seems pretty strongly indicated, the exact path and speed can still hold surprises. We need to be prepared for a range of outcomes.
So when you boil it all down, what's the ultimate challenge here? What's the core issue we face, according to these analyses?
Look, the critical question, as one source puts it, isn't really whether AI will create wealth. It almost certainly will. Immense wealth, probably.
Right.
The real question is whether societies can figure out ways to distribute those gains fairly, or at least sufficiently, before the resulting inequality becomes socially destructive.
Because history suggests extreme inequality doesn't end well.
History suggests it eventually triggers massive political shifts, sometimes, yeah, quite violently. So the challenge is huge.
Yeah.
Can we manage this transition peacefully and equitably? The stakes couldn't be higher.
Wow. Okay. We've covered a massive amount of ground today. We took that deep dive into these complex, sometimes pretty daunting, projections about AI and labor. From the shifts happening right now to transformations decades away, we tried to get beyond the headlines, pull out the key facts, the crucial context from these detailed analyses.
And hopefully give you a clearer sense of the sheer scale of what might be coming. It really seems like we might be standing on the edge of an era where human labor, as we've known it for centuries, just isn't the main engine of economic value anymore.
Which means, as the sources suggest, we might need to completely reimagine the social contract.
Entirely.
So, the thought to leave you with is this. What does a fulfilling life look like if traditional employment isn't the default anymore? How will you adapt? Not just your skills, we talked about that, but your whole mindset, your expectations. How do you prepare for that kind of future?
Me too.
Well, it's a question for all of us, isn't it?